the combination of a couple things. You know, the offensive line, the tight ends, also the receivers. You know, I mean, when you get, you know, you're getting that many people in the box and being able to get the ball to the second level, you know, really everyone is, you know, doing their part. I think the running backs have run extremely hard. And, you know, it was good to see that. But, you know, again, it's tough running.
How impressive has Cam Robinson been here 5 years?
To me, I've said it before. I mean, you know, when people bring up, you know, some of the young guys we have, and obviously everyone, you know, brings up Leonard, and obviously he's been impressive. Not to take anything away from him, but, you know, the one guy I think that's missing, like I said before, is Cam, because there's not really a lot of statistics you can bring up. Not many people will focus in on just, you know, one player, and the only time people usually focus in on that position is when the quarterback's getting hit. So I think he's been doing a really good job, and I think he's getting better and better each week. So, you know, I'm excited about the way he's coming along. You know, he needs to continue, you know, to do that. I think he has a good understanding of that. And I think that, you know, the one thing I know I appreciate is the way he goes about his business and his passion for the game. I think that's the one thing that I've been impressed with. You know, he runs around up there and picks people up. And, you know, I never want to lose that. And I keep telling him that.
Well, you mentioned last night the playing better at home now. You've had one game here, 3 out of 4. How important is it to sort of establish a home field advantage and show your fans?
Well, I think it's the same thing. I think, you know, we have to earn that right. You know, I said it before. We have to, you know, play well at home, you know, earn that right to have home field advantage. I don't think you can just go out there and say, hey, listen, you know, you put it on all the fans and say, hey, listen, we need you here. We need you to do this. I need you to do that. I think that, you know, they're coming out and, you know, they're paying good money to see a good product on the field and seeing someone win. So for me, I think, you know, you've got to earn that first. And that's why, you know, we need to, I spoke to the team about it today. You know, we have to do a better job of playing at home.
Defense obviously expected to be pretty good, but set franchise record sacks in the opener, record for yardage, you know, against Baltimore allowed in one half. Do you expect it to be this dominant this quickly?
You know, Mike, it's interesting. You know, those things, as long as they're equating to us winning games, you know, then that's great. And I really don't think that, you know, I tend to look towards, you know, the statistics. The first one I look at is the winning wins and losses, you know. So I look at that and I say, okay, if we won, what are we doing well? We need to keep that continuing, you know. And if we don't win, okay, what is getting us? You know, is it third down? Is it backed up? You know, and then I start looking at the situation. So are the things that they're doing helping us win? Absolutely. So, you know, is it something that some people may say, well, gosh, it's going to be tough to continue this trend or not? Well, that goes back to the consistency. You know, that's what, you know, we're going to have to, you know, do week in and week out, you know, and we're talking about on Sunday. So I think those things kind of go hand in hand. We want to be a consistent football team. We want to be a winning football team. But a lot of that's going to depend on what we do during the week, and a lot of that's going to depend upon our performance when we get out there on Sunday.
Go ahead, Mike.
Basically, we're in the situation 2 weeks ago, needing to stack another win against another one. What did you think this team learned from that last time they were in this situation that helped?
It's very difficult because you have, you know, so many individual players there. So from a sense of what I was trying to accomplish was to say, you know, it's very difficult to win in this league. I think people on the outside will look in and say, oh, this team should beat this team or this team should do it. It's very, very difficult, you know, no matter what. At least that's how I feel. And I think that, you know, when opportunities present themselves during the game, which I always think they're, like I said before, they're about 6 to 8 plays a game that kind of changes, you know, the course of a game. You never know what they are. You never know what situation they're going to come up in, but those things are going to occur. So you have to be ready on every single play, and if an opportunity presents itself to make a play, you need to make it. And sometimes if you make that play, that can change the course of a game. And you don't want to get people outside of their job description doing it. That's the one thing I've tried to emphasize to our players. We don't need you to just do your job, and if a play comes to you, make that play. I thought the other day that we did a nice job, especially defensively. When you look at, you know, plays that came towards players, you know, if there was 10 plays towards one player, he was 9 out of 10 in making those plays. 8 out of 9, you know, 6 out of 7, you know, things of that nature, which is a high percentage, you know, of making plays. And I think when you do that, you know, it's going to give you the ability to put yourself in position to win. And because at the end of the day, you still have to score, you know, enough points or score one more point than your opponent.
How has Church been for you guys through five games?
Been good. He's played well. You know, we're very, very happy with what he's done. I mean, he's been back there. You know, again, he's a good communicator. I think that helps. He's been up in the box. He's been back in the field. I thought Jalen made a hell of a play on the ball to tip it, you know, to put the ball back into him. You know, a lot of those throws, you know, Avery tipped one, you know, the one to Telvin. Jalen tipped the one to B. Church. You know, we got the last one, you know, we got pressure on the quarterback. Well, two of them we got pressure on the quarterback. I think altered the throws. So I think, you know, a lot of times we look at the one person that has it, but I think it's obviously a lot more to it than that. There's a lot of guys doing their job for those things to happen.
His kind of versatility to be near the line, be back in the secondary, I mean, kind of how much does that unlock what you guys want to do on defense?
Well, we have it with both of our safeties. You know, they both come up, they both play in the box, they both do a nice job, and they can both go back and play in the middle of the field. So, you know, again, it's not like this guy's always down or this guy's always back. And I think those things help. You know, it gives you a chance to mix up the coverages, what's going on, things of that nature, try to get them to hold the ball a little bit longer than they want to.
How did Chat play?
Play well. I mean, anytime you go in there, you know, Chat went in and did a hell of a job. I mean, it wasn't something like we knew like on Monday. You know what I mean? So, you know, it was one of those Friday calls, you know, Friday – I found out Friday, and after we had left. So, you know, what I did is, you know, I called Nate, and I called Flats, and then, you know, obviously, you know, I talked to Brandon, and then I talked to, I called Tyler. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so I think that's probably the order, you know what I'm saying? Outside, I talked to the doctor first, but, you know, I told him, I said he's ready to go. And there's something to be said now. You know, I know we all say we're professionals, and listen, if you're called upon, you have to be ready to go. But, you know, I give players credit still, you know, that they're able to, you know, get that call on a Friday, just like you would if you went out there, a player. I always tell the players, and this happens, you know, once probably every 3 or 4 years. You know, Sunday morning you wake up, a player is ill, can't play. Next guy's got to be ready to go. Well, if he wasn't a pro during that week, you know, you're in trouble. So, you know, I appreciate, you know, Tyler being ready and taking advantage of the opportunity, doing a nice job.
Aaron Coleman had 10 tackles yesterday.
Outstanding. Best game.
Yeah.
Best game he's played.
Yeah. What is it about how impressive his football instincts to read those plays?
We had a conversation. We had a conversation today again, too, and I shook his hand because, you know, early in the week, I was telling him, I said, listen, you do a great job of studying. You do a great job of reacting. You do an excellent job during the week. I said, now, listen, on Sunday, just trust it. Go out there and play. Because I looked at AC and I said, listen, I'm telling you, I believe that you can make more plays, you know, and I'm not saying that conversation was the one that did it. I'm not taking any credit for that. I'm giving Aaron the credit. You know, AC went out there and hey, he trusted it. He reacted quickly. He made plays. He made plays in open space. You know, he played an outstanding game, and I'm glad that it was that you can recognize that.
Last week he played a little bit outside, depending on what your look was. Is as far as the outside corner when Jalen moved inside, is that how much does his versatility aid to help this defense that he can play inside and outside?
Well, in our call, we do that with, you know, you'll see that with multiple players. You know, so it all depends upon within the calls. But obviously the versatility, we have no issue with him as our third corner, you know, as our starting nickel, someone who could be a dime linebacker. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he has that ability, and that always helps in what you do.
Only 4 penalties yesterday. Did your techniques and fundamentals really improve and discipline?
Well, I like to say yes. You know, but I think that, you know, penalties, like I say, are very difficult. We had, let's see, one, I know we had the two, three, You know, we had three false starts, you know, two on defense, one on offense. You know, those are the things you don't want, because, you know, those, I call those unforced errors, you know. So, you know, but at the end of the day, I think, you know, when you don't give up that hidden type yardage, or don't hurt yourself to get yourself behind the chains, I think you help yourself. I mean, we talk about it. We try to do it during practice. We point it out all the time. So, you know, you want to be trending in the right direction that way with penalties.
Players on both sides after the game, both offense and defense, mentioned that the tone is set for this team with 9-on-7 on Thursday. Is that the goal, is to create a physical tone that late in the week?
Well, I want to create that goal when we put the pads on the first day of training camp. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's my goal. But, you know, the one thing that I do talk to the players about, you know, the putting the work in during the week, you know, not just the mental part of it, but also the physical part of it. And I've said that before to everyone. The reason why I think that the players would point out Thursday and you would say later in the week is because Thursday is the day that I've established that we're going to be in pads. So I can't possibly have a 9-on-7, you know what I'm saying, on a Wednesday without pads, because that would put the players in jeopardy. So that's the day we do it. You know, 9-on-7 in general is an emphasis, you know, saying on the run game and being physical. So anytime we have an emphasis on the run game, but, you know, I'm a little concerned, I'll address it with the players, because we have, you know, run and play action periods and things like that, which I hope are the same type of thing on Thursday. You know, we have short yards and goal line also, and we haven't done a good job of that, you know, last week, this last game I think we have. So in general, when we have the pads on Thursday, we're putting more of a focus on, you know, the thud and wrapping up and the physicality of it.
Good, Mike. ESPN.
You've already surpassed your turnover total from last year. Is it just as simple as adding two or three extra guys that has changed sort of how things go in that area?
I think I go back to the combinations. You know, I always talk about a combination of being able to get a rush, be able to get your hand on a ball, being able to you know, look at the opportunities that you're having from a standpoint of turnovers. You know, that's something that we track, how many opportunities per game, you know what I'm saying, that we're trying to get. So I think it's a combination of all those things. So I think when you put all those things together, you have a chance, because when, you know, you're seeing it, it is that combination, you know, of what's happening. And I think, you know, obviously in the back end, you know, we're creating sacks because we're, you know, obviously we have people covered. You know, I think we're getting interceptions because we're throwing the quarterbacks off rhythm, you know what I'm saying, or making a move, or putting a hand in their face, or getting a hand on a ball. So I think those are the things that are going on there. And then, you know, it's the same thing. Offensively, we've got to keep protecting the football.
The back over the top, Leonard over the top. Not every coach loves that play. Do you like it with him?
I like it when we score.
Sure. But it's not – the dive isn't something you see that much anymore.
No, I mean, I don't – you know, it's – again, I've been a part of a team as a player that had someone that was very special at it, but they used to, you know, work on it all the time. They line the bags up and go. I think you just got to be careful, you know, on how you protect the football when you put yourself up that way. But a lot of times there's not a lot of holes in there, and if you can go up and score, you know, that's fine. You know, I don't have an issue with that. I just want to make sure that we're smart about it, and that if we're doing things like that, we're working on it to make sure that it's a high percentage play for us. Because, you know, you got to be careful. Eventually, when they start seeing people come over the top and go, and people, you know, may start going over the top. You know, but ball security to me is, anytime we run the football, no matter who it is, I'm always thinking ball security.
Who did it?
When I first got drafted. I was drafted by the Raiders. So Marcus Allen. Yeah.
Okay.
He went a good 18 feet, like 6 yards on that jump.
It was crazy. I mean, I just remember, and again, this is a long time ago, so I don't want to, you know, what do people always say when they're on the stand about their memory? You know, to the best of my recollection, But I do remember that they used to put these bags up, you know what I'm saying, and were like this high, and he would jump over. I'd be like, holy cow, you know.
Awesome. You know, we talked a lot about the defensive players, but how much has Todd Wash evolved as a defensive coordinator over the last few years?
What do you mean evolved?
Grown as a defensive coordinator.
Well, I've only seen him 1 year, in two games, you know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. You know, obviously a relationship I have with the coordinators, you know, we're probably more communication than the assistant coaches, you know, just because of the way the schedule is set up. So, you know, the one thing I would say in the beginning, it's like, as long as you're always trying to get better and you don't, in my opinion, what I try to get out of the coordinators, don't ever, you know, put yourself in a bind where, Nope. This is what we do, and this was the philosophy or the strategy of this defense when it was first created, and we're not going to do that. I have problems with that, you know. So, but I think what Todd has done is that he's opened up, you know, to a lot of things that will fit what our philosophy is, and trying to do things that are going to make us better and help us win. So in my experience, when you have coordinators that are that way, you know, you have a chance because then when you can play to the strengths of the players. Sometimes the other thing, like, and I've been through this before with coordinators. Hey, we got to get that guy some help. Well, that's not what we do. You know, we play this coverage and that's what we do. I think Todd has done a good job of that. I think Nathaniel has, and I think Joe D has. So I think that, you know, as long as we're trying to always get better and we're not saying, hey, this has got to fit into this, you know, it gives ourselves a chance.